This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The stock market today did whatever it did. You heard me do the numbers. But the fact is, what we see every day on Wall Street is really only a tiny slice of what's actually happening. Michael Lewis took apart one slice of that slice last year, the very murky and highly technical world of high-frequency trading, microsecond transactions that let those in the know trade ahead of everybody else. That book that he wrote last year, Flash Boys, is now out in paperback with a new afterword about what happened after it was published. It's also in the current edition of Vanity Fair. Michael, it's good to have you on again.
Thanks for having me back.
Let me just read you back to yourself, since you put it better than I ever could. You say in the afterword to the paperback version and in the Vanity Fair piece, quote, "When I sat down to write Flash Boys, I didn't intend to see just how angry I could make the richest people on Wall Street," end quote. But who, boy, did you?
Yes, it was a byproduct of the story I wanted to tell, though, rather than the main purpose of it. The thing that gripped me was the idea that people on the inside of the stock market had found these problems, really deep problems, from which they could have made a lot of money, but instead decide, no, we're going to fix them in this kind of decent Canadian way. And I thought that was the story. The story was, what happens when a good man walks onto Wall Street and finds a problem? But of course, it irritated all the people who were making lots of money off the problem.
It irritated them. And in some way, both you and Brad Katsuyama, your protagonist in the story, became a symbol of I don't know what, trying to fix it. And then everybody gets angry with you.
Yes. And it's hard to know where it leads because it generated so much noise at the beginning. And seeming action. I mean, you know, Justice Department investigations and FBI investigations and the New York Attorney General filing lawsuits. But it still all feels kind of less like a loud noise rather than any actual progress towards solving the problems in the stock market. What is gratifying is that the exchange that Brad Katsuyama created, the IEX exchange, which is explicitly a fair exchange where investors meet each other on equal terms.
We should explain that just a bit, right? So he built in time delay, so there's no front running, there's no HFT.
Right. So high frequency traders who have a faster view of the market can exploit you, ordinary investor, with that faster view. They know the prices have changed and you don't. They can't trade against you at a stale price because he's built in this. He slowed them down. He created kind of a speed bump between them and his market. And his business, that market, is growing very fast. He's attracted big-time venture capital to turn it into a proper public exchange. Some of the biggest institutional investors in the country are now behind them. I think there's every possibility over a period of 5 years, 10 years, of market-based change. I don't hold a lot of hope of other sources of change.
That is to say, not regulatory change, not self-discipline change, all of that.
Well, you know, it's funny. You look at the SEC, for example. Mary Jo White, the head of the SEC, her first available opportunity, she went to Capitol Hill and said that there was nothing really wrong with the stock market. But at the same time, the former head of the Trading and Markets Division, the person at the SEC who oversees the stock market, just described the market as a death star. It just seems like they're having an internal argument, and it's hard to see where it's going to lead.
One more thing, and then I'll let you go, and I'll end the way I started by quoting you back to yourself, and here you go. This is the end of the afterword now to Flash Boys. That some minority on Wall Street is getting rich by exploiting a screwed-up financial system is no longer news. That's really depressing.
It is depressing, but if you go back to the financial crisis, what caused it wasn't really bad people. It was people badly incentivized, told that if they follow the incentives, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And this is that all over again. It's a very badly incentivized stock market where people are incentivized to do things that are not constructive. But they're paid for it, and it's legal. I think that what we need to do as a society is, instead of demonize individuals, we need to look at what the incentives are in these markets and try to get them right.
That was the story of the last financial crisis, as you say. Is it also the story of the next financial crisis? Because surely there will be another one.
If you ask the protagonists of my book, they would say, this is the next financial crisis. It's going to happen. Oh. If the market continues to be structured the way it is, you're looking at the next financial crisis.
The coda, the afterword to Flash Boys, is in the new paperback edition by Michael Lewis. It's also in the new Vanity Fair on store shelves now, as they say. Michael, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.